Okay, I want to welcome, and I don't think we need any introductions, so let's just get started. Or any public comments, anything you want to say yet, Jean, or we can wait until we do the mural update, which is next.
Yay.
So let's go for
so
it.
So efficient.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Yay.
Oh.
I took that today.
Yay. Oh my gosh.
Okay, wait, is it done?
Yeah.
It's done, done.
It is good. Yeah. Perfect. Absolutely.
I love it.
It made me emotional when I saw your dad's name.
Oh,
at
yeah.
The bottom.
Yeah.
I did that. I was it Friday night?
Mm.
Yeah. Friday night.
I made it ball. Official.
Yeah, I projected his signature from
yeah.
an original
oh, cool.
signature
oh.
from one of his paintings.
Smart.
I just cropped it out and projected it. And
well, it's so beautiful. I love
did
it.
You sign
it's
it too?
So beautiful.
No.
You should.
Yeah, you should.
As an artist, you should sign it.
Underneath his name.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in favor
yeah.
of her.
Yeah.
It
cool.
is beautiful.
Thank you.
I think it adds such like a bright thing across in that park.
Yes.
Sherry, you did a pretty good job like doing the illustrator, but this is like the real thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
This turned out
yeah.
way better than my illustrator than
yeah.
my
just
PowerPoint.
Your are so vibrant.
You got
yeah.
it.
I'll fix the bottom where the dark is. I mean where the mess is. I'll fix that.
Does he work in oil?
No. A lot of coloring pencil and acrylic.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so the originals of these were done with coloring pencil.
Okay.
I know we put some coats to seal it.
That hasn't been done yet.
Okay, but just how do we protect this in case anybody...
defaces.
Yeah.
There's
is there a way...
there's a special clear coat stuff that...
Okay.
Surfactant, I think, and I'm going to say that word wrong.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But we just need to get that and get that put on there.
The
yeah, I think it has to
cure whatever.
Cure, yeah, and then the temperature at the time has to be good. For
the gene has personally met like 10,000 people who know it's her, and they're not going to hurt it. There you go.
It's not going to stop the one.
I know.
But like statistically,
it's got to go on. Yeah,
it's very rare for. Murals to be
defaced. Oh,
we've
good.
Done some research on that at work, and it's like actually
oh, good.
Very
yeah.
rare.
Because graffiti artists consider themselves artists,
I
and so
respect
they respect
yeah.
the
artists,
yeah.
and
yeah.
they don't.
It's like honor amongst thieves.
Yeah.
It has to be like somebody who's really not a very good person to
yeah.
do that, so hopefully we don't have.
But we're putting a coat on it that's going
to yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it's in the budget to put
okay.
that on it, so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think it is stunning.
Yeah.
Can't
take
yeah.
my eyes off it.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
just
right. I ended up fully completing it through the brick. I think last time I talked about maybe
mm-hmm.
just doing it above the brick and finishing the inlay
yeah.
between the brick later, but I got it all.
The weather's been amazing.
Yeah.
Up until the last few days.
Yeah.
What I love is just, like, on his original design, he has this, the box that frames it.
Yeah.
You even did that.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, I didn't expect that,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
that is like... It just sets it off so
super
nicely.
High class.
Yeah. That's kind of a little bit of a trademark of his work, kind of. He
that
would always draw that border.
It just makes me smile every time I come to work.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
drive past it. So.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of nice compliments from people. A lot of people the last few days who could tell it was almost completed, stopped, and got out of their car and came over and talked to me and
aww.
Said they've been watching it every day for months passing on the way home from work, and it makes them so happy. And so there's a lot of nice feedback
thousands
about it.
Thousands of kids going to school, getting
yeah.
to see it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And for, it's worth every penny, sorry.
Yeah.
yeah.
So we did get, or was, did
yes.
we get the
so,
grant?
I was going to let you know that we did get a notice of award from Davis, Discover Davis.
They awarded us?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we'll get reimbursed for half of the cost, and that can go into our next year's budget for additional murals, so that'll be great. We do still need to get that Discover Davis logo on there, and because somebody from the Davis County came by and was just checking it out. I don't know if she lives in the area or went by and she saw it. She's like, are they going to add our logo? I'm like, yes, we know. We just hadn't
yeah.
gotten the sign or the award from you guys, so we weren't sure yet. Anyway, so we are. Where did I put that? I don't know if I have a logo twice. Never mind. Ignore that. On that. But we. So the plan is for the. We're going to call it a dedication. because I can't think of any better word unless you guys can think of a better word. We're going to do that on December 1st at 6 o'clock. That's the same day as the Winter Lights Fest. And so we're going to do that at 6, and the Winter Light Fest starts at 6:30. So we figure we'll give a half an hour for it. I've asked if we can take, because there's still grass here on this side, that we can move these fences back so that we can, everybody can gather at that corner. And we'll have the some remarks by the mayor. And then I wonder, did you or your mom want to make some remarks?
Yeah, possibly.
I just want to give you the heads up to prepare for that if you would like to tell us a little bit more about your dad's work or how this idea came to you that this would be, you know, what you did, that you mashed two of his awesome paintings together. I think that would be really good. And then we are preparing, Allie's working on the plaque that we can get, and I don't know that it will be done to install, but we will have that stuff ready. And she's also working on a story map and a web page that can link to your whatever you put up with your QR card. So I don't know if she reached out to you to get that QR code yet.
She hasn't, no.
Okay.
Can I make a suggestion on the signs we put up, the QR codes? Since we want to have a robust art presence in the city going forward, and I just know that, you know, those usually aren't huge budget items, we need to be fundraising. And it would be nice if on our plaques we had a QR code you could link and say, thank you for appreciating North Salt Lake art. If you want to contribute to our beautification, or is it that people can use can make a donation there, and just always be updating it with look at our future projects and future events. And that way people, when they appreciate the art and want to look up about it, they have a way to give back right when they're appreciating the art. But we'd have to have a website designed to accept it.
And I've got some more about that in the budget and for our city council report.
Okay.
So if you don't have any more questions about this, I hope that you all can be there. We're going to do a press release later this week. The mayor and Linda have been out of town, and they get packed tomorrow. So I know Linda had started working on the social media stuff, and we'll push it out as soon as she's back. And they're flying back tomorrow, so she'll definitely be back at work on Wednesday. So I'm hoping to get the press release out on that.
Social, is there an artist statement or something that you'd like to be included in that?
What we put out? I don't know. Do you want to?
For what? The
press
release?
Press release,
yeah,
the social media stuff?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Just the title. Just the title.
Or if you want to send me that link to the whatever you had the QR code goes to, then we can include that too.
Oh, okay.
We can include that link that way.
Okay.
So people could learn more.
Yeah.
Learn more.
I would like
here.
That link too, Jean, because I was trying to talk about your father at the BDAC board.
Yeah.
I'll have to get you a link or something. So I would love.
Yeah, the QR code that we have is to our website, where we kind of put a little bit of a picture of the computer thing and something about my dad and what we were doing. So that's just that.
Awesome.
I did create in David Montanaro art on Instagram that has a QR code.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah, we'd love to have those links and link that to you.
Okay.
Yeah, because we can put those links on our page, and then when we link it to our page with that other information, when we get the donation set up and stuff, which we're going to talk about, we can do that. So we had a call, and I'm right now blanking on their names.
John and Patty Haslett.
Yeah. So they called, and they would like to donate $5,000 to the city for next year's mural.
Awesome. That's so great.
So with that, I want to do this the right way. And I think I spent an hour and 20 minutes on the phone with him. And he talked about all of the things he's been involved with. They just moved to Park City a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And they are really heavily involved in the arts. And he knows a lot about how you should set up these kind of things, right?
Oh.
And so I want to make sure before we receive the donation, I also want the money to go into the general fund. I want the money to go into a foundation or something that he says we need to partner with either a foundation or get our own 501c3 for the arts committee.
I like that.
And I don't want to accept the donation until we have that set up. And so that's one of the proposals that I want to make to the city council tomorrow night, so that they give us the go-ahead to go ahead and start working on that. Because I think that's really important. And then that links back to allowing other people to budget. And so whatever, if the city council can give us an annual budget that can then go into that, this fund or whatever, then we can raise additional funds for additional art projects. And that kind of insulates the city council as well if the money goes into this foundation. And then it's the arts committee that's making the decisions about how that's being spent instead of the city council necessarily.
I like that too. And when we researched it, when we brought this, Scott brought up a couple years ago, basically every city that does these art things basically has a 501.
Yep, that's the BDAC.
I did a bunch of research on it.
Yeah. So I've got our intern working on gathering some intel from the other cities on how they went about doing that. But I'm sure it's just a matter of meeting with our attorney and having him drop the tax. Is an accountant that does it?
Yes, it is your accountant.
Your accountant, yeah. Accountant.
Well, you need a lawyer too.
Need a lawyer and an accountant to do.
Can I give these two good stuff also? This is last time we talked about grants.
From
the art committee, which I'm not sure when we're going to start wanting to call ourselves the art council. I don't know.
Yeah.
That promotion. But here's from Lehigh and Nevada.
That's great.
And how they set up supporting people who would like to promote the arts in the city.
Awesome. That's great. That's great information. Thank you. And then I think for the mural program for 2026, I think we should try to do two murals.
Do we have a commitment from...
We don't, and I intend to invite them to the dedication.
Okay.
And send them
That's
pictures
awesome.
And,
yeah.
You know, make it really special, you know, just be like, hey, we want you to come out and see this, or at least drive by, come over and see it, you know. Leave your office there.
We're going to put up a bunch of, we'll light it up too.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's not in the dark, it'll be all lit up.
Yeah, I was either thinking we could light it, but you have the lights already because you've been working a little bit in the dark.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we'd actually use real lights, not those type of lights.
I know, but you're good. For the dedication or permanently? What are you, I guess I'm asking.
For the dedication, we'll do temporary, like nice lights.
John was working on something.
Yeah, because I asked John to work on something that we could use to spotlight it.
Oh, okay.
That night
at least
too.
For that night.
Yeah.
But Jean, you're talking about putting in some permanent landscape lighting on your
property. Well, we will do permanent. I think for now it would have to be temporary.
Yeah, let me check with John tomorrow and see what he has done, and then I will let you know if we have something arranged or if you have an opinion about it.
Or can we work?
He was last week, so I think they're done.
Okay, because I will have a staff meeting tomorrow morning, and then I'll know where he's at with that.
Okay, is he someone we could be in communication with?
Yeah,
he's
our public works director.
Okay.
So I asked him about that a couple weeks ago at our staff meeting to move the fence back, and he's still got the time-lapse camera on it too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's still
so
there.
My kids what he's working on is actually lighting it
that
up.
Would be cool.
On like
for that
on the
night,
ground
yeah.
up above.
Like, for that, yeah, for the event, like that we could say, you know, have the mayor's remarks, and then for the dedication, bam, turn on the lights.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I mean, because we can't really, like, put a big sheet over it and pull it off or anything.
That's a good idea, to light it up.
I thought that would be interesting.
Fun. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if we could talk to them about how it's done, because...
Did the street light get turned back on that corner?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that was back on, especially if we're going to be meeting on that corner, we should have that street light back on.
Okay.
But that's what I think our goal should be for next year's mural program, is to try and do two.
Okay.
I mean, while we have the momentum, we should keep moving forward. That's my thoughts on that. Does anybody else have anything else they want to say about it? Or?
Thank you for your work.
Yes, thank you,
Jean.
Well done.
Thank you for the opportunity.
hey, you came to us, you found us.
It was so serendipitous.
Yes, it was very serendipitous.
It was our first meeting, and it was like, we need a mural.
Hey, that's why I'm here.
Well, I didn't come that night with that in my mind, just kind of was spontaneous.
Yeah, that was perfect.
So, yeah.
It's a great idea, and it turned out so great. I love it. I love everything about it, so I'm super excited.
And when the weather was good, sometimes that was 11 o'clock at night, so she's been burning the oil.
You have been. Have you gotten any sleep?
I usually don't, so I'm good as far as that goes. Ooh, but I work it. Since I have three kids I take care of, I work at night anyways. I do all my paintings and jewelry at night, so
awesome.
That wasn't a thing for me. So
she said just when she was finishing it that the kids are starting to wear really funny things, so she's like, I gotta go home and spend some time with
it. Dad's letting them pick out their own outfits.
Yeah, my little girl was looking a little haggard. It's like, all right, Dad's time's over.
Oh, that's cute. Awesome. All right, well, if we don't have anything else, let's move on to the City Council report and budget request.
Okay, so this is a work in progress for tomorrow night, is our PowerPoint. You're going to see a repeat of the previous three slides because I figured we might as well use those for that. And anything you want to add, just tell me as we go through this, because my brain dump might have missed a few things, and so I'm happy to add anything to this this presentation. So these are the four things I think that we would want to talk about, is how it went with the launch of the mural program, what we're working on for public art, what we're working on for programs and events, and then our budget estimate / request, right? And so the first thing is the mural program, which I started with this slide because I thought this is where we started, or where Jean started, and that slide, of course, to where we are today, which is just gorgeous. And then I will fix that slide, what it says there. So it's completed, still needs the logo on it. We did receive the grant. So I said awarded Discover Davis logo, that needs to change to grant. And then you tell them all about the dedication of it and the press release, what our plans are for that. Just kind of go over the same things that I went over with you guys for this. And then what we would like to do for next year, if there's something else you want me to add to this, I'm happy to add something else if I haven't thought of it. But if you want to talk about the theme, we could talk. I think I really want to just go out of this so I can work on it as we type in here.
So Sherry, are you giving us presumably to justify why we ask for our budget, or just to tell them where we're at?
Tell them where we're at and then ask for...
Okay, so you're asking for this when you talk. Okay.
Yes. And so I'm happy to make the presentation, but if one of you guys want to make the presentation, that could be powerful too, but I hope that some of you can be there tomorrow night.
Do you know about what time we'll be, like where we are in the...
We're in the work session, so at 6 o'clock, is that right? Do you have the agenda?
Yeah, it's second work session, so probably 6:15.
Yeah, about 6:15.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
I'll be at a voice reception.
I'll come.
I'll be there too.
Awesome. I figured you would be there
for
sure.
Yes.
You're every other Tuesday night, so now booked.
Yep, they are. I did put that on the calendar. I did.
What was I just saying that we needed? I wanted to tell them about the donation, how we want to establish the 501c3. Next year we'd like to do two murals.
Anything? Do you have a slide about how we want to do the art statues at a different slide, or is this?
Yeah, this is just for the murals.
Mural, okay.
Website, story map.
With a QR code on our for donations.
And working with Discover Davis again.
Yep.
I
thinking about something. There was one other thing I thought. It'll come to me. So that's where I, what I wanted to, what I think we need to say about mural program. And then, so the next slide is the public art program. So I wanted to talk about the first thing that the committee has done is identify some public art locations. So these locations in Hatch Park will be just for example. And then we've talked about the town center and city hall locations. We've talked about the entrance monuments, the roundabouts at Eagle Ridge Drive and Foxborough Drive. And I'm not sure if we talked about anything else, any other locations.
We talked about the golf course. Remember Tori thought she might have a great...
That's right. She does have a great
golfer. She has, shows a picture of that.
See, I knew there was something else I was forgetting.
Life size.
Yeah.
So
she said it's huge. Really cool. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
And then I wanted to talk about how you've been advising the art or the Hatch Park Steering Committee on the visual art for the pavilion and the tower structure. And what's the other thing that we got asked about? Oh, street trees. It's not really art, but...
Beautification. Could we also add the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater?
Yeah, that's what I have.
City entrance, or city, town center.
Town center, city hall.
Yeah.
Let's just put all this, I think it's fine to have a...
Veterans Memorial Amphitheater at city hall, yeah.
We call it a plaza.
It's officially amphitheater, but if it's
going
to get changed...
That's what we've been calling it in all of our plans.
Okay, it's
so
just needs to be changed.
Yeah, I think just because we didn't want to call it park, and some people were calling it park.
Amphitheater.
We didn't want to call it a park.
It was called Veterans Memorial Amphitheater.
Okay. Are there any other locations that I should add to this? Okay. Then next, talk about public art projects. So I want to talk about the big chair. I think I'll bring the little chair in.
Oh, yeah.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
So that anybody that's at the meeting can see that. The things that we've talked about with some of the trees from Hatch Park, we've talked about doing a small chair or tea party for the playground, you know, table and chairs. And city tokens of some kind out of the wood. We could do something like that. We've talked about a bench or a swing in the pavilion or in the living room in the park. And then possibly a little free library and kind of get the council's feedback about which one of those projects or if they would like us to, you know, to pursue or what their favorites are or if they have some other ideas too.
I saw that stack of logs. Is that the wood?
Yep.
And we still have an apricot tree over there. Do you know its future?
Apricot tree?
We have an apricot tree that would make some really beautiful wood.
I don't think, I think all the trees that were supposed to be taken down are down.
Okay, well, they're the ones that were near the residence, so I figure this
might have been in that backyard of one of them?
The brick one.
I wasn't aware that it was an apricot tree.
It's apricot, yeah. So it would make some beautiful wooden...
It would make some really good jam.
Spoons. It did.
I'll take the jam.
It did.
I should bring you some of my jam from my apricot tree.
Love that.
Do you have apricot trees?
I bought Lisa Watts Baskin's honey the other day. She's selling on the corner. Do you know that?
Mine did not.
She sells honey.
Does she have a business? No, I'm just kidding.
Her husband does.
License?
No. Paul was out. He harvested some honey on his backyard.
I made some apricot jalapeno jam that you pour over cream cheese and crackers.
I'll take that.
I'm gonna make a whole bunch more of that one.
Pass the
sign-up
list over, Sherry.
It turned out really good.
So are you interested in that, if there is an apricot tree to save some of that wood?
If they're taking it down, I don't know that they are, but we can find out.
I think it's dead.
Oh, is it?
Well, I think nothing's been watered for 4 months, so. I don't know. David, do you know which one I'm talking about?
I don't.
Well,
I don't think that you're gonna keep it. I just don't, but.
It might be in phase two and just have, it won't come out for a minute, but unless it really is truly completely dead.
It's probably phase two and it will be dead, but.
Yeah, I don't know. But well, let's look into that.
It's in the phase, I guess you're telling me it's in the phase two area.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be why it didn't get touched.
Okay, well just FYI, there's an apricot tree there.
Okay.
It could be some beautiful reclaimed wood.
And then sculptures. Are there any other public art things that we've talked about that I am missing on this list?
Mm-mm.
You did good.
Murals and we've got the murals and the sculptures. Okay, and then I want to talk a little bit about public art selection and the program at St. George and how we would like to send some of the committee to St. George next year to buy or lease sculptures. And so I just pulled some of the fun ones that I liked and kind of show them that, look, there's, you know, almost 40 different sculptures that you go to see in this and check them out. And they're all available, and I'll explain the whole thing about how the purchase price and the lease price and how that works. And then we've talked about the branding and wayfinding and how I'm going to want to talk about how you've reviewed our branding and wayfinding study, as well as, and then you want to make recommendations on doing those city monuments, having the council put some budget behind that. And I think that they're on board with that because they've been talking about that.
Are these monuments? Is that what you're...
Yeah, that's one of the monuments from that, from the plan for the town center. And then now your favorite part, programs.
Okay, great.
So I don't have any graphics for this one yet. Do you have any pictures of any of your NSL Reads events that
yes.
I could have, if you would email them to me in the morning?
Yes.
And I can add those to the slide because I didn't have anything that was fun yet, and I can go find generic fun ones, but it'd be awesome if they were actual.
Yeah, we've got our own logo and everything.
Yes.
That would look good there. Yeah.
Yes, I would love to add that.
And is this an announcement to them that we'll be putting photo contest under arts?
Yeah, it's all, it is.
It's already done.
Yeah, it's in our directives, so.
Okay.
So I think we, maybe I should
I guess
put,
it's because Dallas is on the events,
with,
but
with
it was.
Events committee. Should I put that?
I don't.
Photo
I don't.
Contest collaboration with events committee.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. Because I think it's because Dallas is there.
Yeah.
But the events committee, isn't that Kathy's committee that did the veterans, the senior lunch bunch?
Yes.
Veterans Day? I'm not suggesting it goes on here, but that was a pretty cool thing.
But
did
we're
you guys,
not the
did you guys,
they're the events committee, so we won't want to put it on our list.
It's a side note. Did you guys see all the flags around City Hall on Wednesday the 12th? It was fabulous. They had a big, like, 70 people in here for the lunch bunch, which normally you get, what, 20?
Oh, no, there's way more than 20.
Well, yeah, the room's full.
Oh, okay. Well, it was overflowing.
Usually, like, about 40 people, I think. Yeah. As regular attendees.
They had a special program, and anyway, the events committee really kicked it out of the park. I loved it.
Okay, wait, so there is a separate events committee?
Yes.
From us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then
yes.
Just out of curiosity, like, all these things up here look like events to me. Why are they under our purview?
Because they're arts.
Okay.
But it's a good question, and is it
yeah.
worth talking about again? Are we events? Is photo shop?
So we have... As our committee, like every committee can have events. So the Trails
okay.
committee can have events, but
okay.
then there's specific just civic events. They're the civic events one. We can
oh,
have
okay.
our events too.
Okay.
And so the photo contest and NSL Reads has previously been under
parks,
would have been considered the event side of it. That's where I was really confused when we first started. I was like, why is NSL Reads in our purview? And I was told because it's literary arts.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why that fits in. And then Dallas is the one that's always historically done the photo contest stuff, but he's on the events committee.
Right.
But we're the arts committee, so I think we still need to,
it's
we just need to collaborate on that one.
Yeah,
for visual arts.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to tell them about some of our other ideas that we would like to look into having art exhibits, you know, whether that's with local artists or high school students, you know, even elementary school.
I think it ought to always be local, whether it's schools or citizens.
I need to go back. Utility boxes.
Is that what this thing Jean has is, this picture? Is the utility box wrap?
No, but it could be. This is a picture of the Bamberger, her home. That's the main station, is that what you call it?
The depot.
Mm-hmm. That just jumped to me that I remembered needed to put that on there.
That should be a wrap. That's beautiful.
And then we've talked about community concerts, and this is where I want to bring up the use of the Eaglewood Event Center and get the council on board with having us give a directive to find at least one day a month to do recitals or some sort of concerts in the event center, that some day that's not busy. And that's probably going to be like, I would think a Monday or Tuesday or something when they don't have tournaments or something.
Which one are you talking about?
The community concerts.
Oh, okay.
To use the Eaglewood Event Center.
Golf course, yeah.
At the golf course. And then concerts at the Veterans Plaza. So now you've been talking about that. Is that what you're going to be meeting?
Yeah.
I was wondering what
with Catherine. I have no idea. Catherine just mentioned it a couple of days ago. You sent an email about it.
So we'd just like to meet.
I don't know what Catherine's thinking.
I think we're thinking under the collaboration with events that, let's see. So she's talking about a lot of the A250 things that she'd like to see our city do if possible, and I wanted to talk with her about that too. So that's what we're going to talk about. So it would be, we're going to collaborate with events committee on the photo, but we're also going to collaborate on A250.
So let's put it like this. But it's also it is a Reeds event, or is it?
You know what one of them is, which was the list approved by the state to read. I think it's probably safe to go into the second one just to be sure.
Put it under collaboration or under?
Kind of both, but I collaborate with events committee. I don't know.
Well, let's think about that for a minute. And then we had to talk about a storytelling,
festival.
We call it a festival.
Festival.
Mm-hmm. The other you could do America 250 under collaboration with event committee and just do America 250 events.
Yeah.
That way the reading challenge can stay.
That's a good way.
Right where it's at.
Precise.
Oh, I got to spell America right.
It's like something was wrong. America.
Merca.
Merca.
Is there anything else that I have not remembered? Try to remember from all of our meetings.
That looks really good.
And if you, when you go to bed tonight and you can't fall asleep and you remember something, email me in the morning and I'll add it. Because inevitably that will happen. Somebody will remember, oh, we forgot to mention this.
Well, I'm trying to remember. I read the minutes today just so they would be fresh, but I can't think of anything that was in the minutes that's not on that list. So I think you covered everything.
Okay, so then we get to the arts budget. And so this is basically our list from last time. I had before NSL Reads and the photo contest in the same budget line, but they're separate. And I forgot to ask Heidi today how much the budget is for photo contest. I know we want to ask for $2,000 for NSL Reads, and the budget right now is only $1,000.
I thought we did $1,500.
I think we were
1,700 in the minutes.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. We rounded it up. I forgot.
And so, I think that when I, these are the council contributions, and then these are what we would like to have, and we can talk about, you know, if we can't get these all fulfilled, then we would like to have the ability to seek donations to make up any shortfall that we have, or to do things in addition to this if the council so sees fit to give us all of this, so that you can get yelled at in a letter.
I'll take it.
But these are all the same, and that some of these aren't really our budget, right? Like the tree planting is not really our budget. It's really a budget for Public Works. But we would like, I think maybe I should pull those things out. So city beautification, maybe change that to city beautification, but pull it out separately. So, because we want to support it, but it's not really.
I was going to say, in every meeting they talk, when they talk about thing up Eagle Ridge, they're like, they've got trees in the works and their plans. I mean, it's already there.
Yeah,
they're doing it.
So I'll probably move that over. That these are other department. I'll probably move something. Move do a slide for other department budgets that the Arts Committee would like
to collaborate with.
Collaborate with, and that we would like to throw our support behind. That we think this is really important.
Yeah.
For the overall beautification of the city, and it contributes in a similar way that art does.
Yeah.
It's living art.
I like that.
How about that?
If we have discretion, then I know there's a big plan for trees with this Eagle Ridge going up, all the stuff. If we see places that we would like to have more trees, then we might have some input.
Yeah. And obviously, annual art maintenance is probably going to be under Public Works.
Could we specify how many big chairs the 15 grand would cover?
That was one chair.
Oh, maybe take the S. Maybe take, I see what you mean.
Big chair?
Yeah.
It might just make it more clear, but
big chair.
Tiny.
I agree.
Yeah.
Big chair, 15. Thanks.
That's a big chair.
That was a big chair.
Let's see.
Do you
want to call it a David Montanaro chair? Parentheses, so they know what big chair we're talking about. Well, I guess you're going to have the example there.
Okay, that's in that one. So I don't know that I'm not sure, and that's maybe for you guys to decide. Do we want all the chairs to be inspired by you, or do we want to, or your dad, or have this park have that one, but then we could do a call for artists to come up with other big chairs to put in other parks? Yeah. Like that, I thought that would be fun to involve mm-hmm. other artists too.
I agree.
Think it's a great idea because your dad's is perfect right here in this area, but like Foxborough may have something else that would identify them a little more, and
or
Tunnel Springs
Park
would
be a different kind of chair.
It would,
a big Adirondack chair,
a big
huge Adirondack chair.
A big kite chasing us.
It could be a big chair with a kid.
Yeah.
Flying a kite.
Cute.
That's a great idea. Actually, that would be a really cool sculpture.
That would be a really cool sculpture up there.
A kite
Springs.
Sculpture.
A kite sculpture. I think that would be super cool. And I have no idea how much the photo contest, but I'll just find out what they've been budgeted.
Have they already posted the winners?
They did.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to get on and look.
Yeah. The one I voted for the kids one is the one that got first place. Actually, the two first place ones are the ones I put in, so
awesome.
I voted for those ones. Usually, whoever I vote for doesn't win, so in most types of voting situations. I know I'm voting for the right people when they lose. I joke, but in the city I live in, the two people I voted for council did not win. Apparently, I picked wrong. I don't know. Everybody else can pick something else. They just, I like them. But anyway, I digress. And then these are one-time expenses, not, these are not annual expenses, I guess. Because if we did the small chairs and table for Hatch Park, that would just be a one-time expense. The little free library, we did that. And that was an estimate that Ruben gave us, I believe. And Then we talked about equipment for doing art exhibits. That would be a one-time purchase that we needed to buy that to display art. Is there any other one-time expenditures you guys can think of that I'm missing?
I can't think of anything.
And that is all of that so far for the presentation tomorrow.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
So remind me, what's the difference between the large chair and the small chair table?
This was a little small.
Like kid size.
Would look like them, but kid size.
And it was the
to fit
David
in,
Montanaro.
Yeah.
Style.
Yes.
And it also has that's right.
To put in
to
the playground. Yeah.
And then the big chair.
The little tea party table and a couple or three chairs or something like that around it.
Yeah. Cute.
I think that would be adorable. I would love it anyway if
It'd
I was
be
a
unique
kid.
Yeah, too.
Too.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Okay. That's all I have on that.
All right. So next we have privacy policy.
So this is going to be super exciting for you guys. So the legislature, in their infinite wisdom, passed a state statute that all of our committees, boards, employees who may have access to protected data that the city collects, and because you guys, we would be doing, may have needs to do subcommittees where we would be dealing with volunteers, and we might possibly collect their personal information, like where they live or their phone number. We are required to protect that data, so this is an annual training that we have to do, and they sent us this link to this video. So it's a short 8-minute video, but
okay.
We have to watch it, and I've already seen it once now, so it's riveting.
Did you speed it up?
With USAA Safe Pilot, I can save when I drive safely.
With USAA Safe Pilot miles, I can save when I drive.
Welcome to the Data Privacy Awareness Training. In the next few minutes, we'll explore what data privacy is, how it impacts us, and how we can all play a part in protecting it. Privacy is a core value in Utah's history and remains crucial in today's digital age. Governmental entities at all levels in Utah must uphold data privacy to protect citizens' interests, foster trust in public services, and ensure transparency and accountability. All governmental entities are subject to baseline data privacy requirements established in the Government Data Privacy Act, which we refer to as GDPA. In addition, some entities are subject to more specific or restrictive regulations, like the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, and the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA. Entities must understand and comply with privacy obligations to safeguard personal data and maintain public trust. What is data privacy? In the private sector, we often have the ability to choose what happens with our personal data. But when it comes to government services, we don't always have the same type of control. Either we provide our personal data to access important services, or we go without them. This contrast highlights the importance of data governance and its relationship to privacy. Data privacy refers to the protection and responsible management of personal data, ensuring that it is collected, accessed, used, and disclosed only as authorized. It safeguards an individual's control of their personal data, such as financial details, health information, and online activity, so the data is kept secure and used only for authorized purposes. GDPA plays a crucial role in data privacy by creating baseline requirements in law that govern how personal data should be collected, stored, used, and shared by governmental entities. How does records management relate to data privacy? Data privacy is tied to the records we create, from physical documents to digital data. Collecting personal data can be easy, but managing it is much harder. Without proper records management, from the collection of personal data to its disposal, government entities are likely to see lost productivity, unnecessary expenses, over-collection, and possibly even data breaches. Governmental entities must classify and organize records to safeguard an individual's data privacy. Records must be managed according to their record series attributes. For example, how long they need to be kept, how sensitive they are, and what they are used for. Proper records management protects data privacy and transparency while allowing your entity to effectively use personal data to provide essential services. Data privacy obligations for government. Protecting an individual's personal data helps build trust between the public and government. Every governmental entity in Utah is required to initiate a data privacy program. This program is the framework by which your entity will implement data privacy practices that fulfill their data privacy obligations. Data privacy practices include safeguards to protect personal data, meet legal requirements, and inform individuals about their data privacy interests. The data privacy program of each governmental entity should be customized to meet its specific requirements while accounting for the baseline standards set by the GDPA. Here are some examples of privacy practices your privacy program may include. Designating a chief administrative officer who will be responsible for overseeing the governmental entity's data privacy program. Conducting an inventory of all the personal data collected and processed by the governmental entity. Providing a clear data privacy notice on forms when collecting personal data or user data. Ensuring that only the minimum amount of personal data is collected to achieve the governmental entity's purposes. Disposing of personal data according to approved retention schedules to ensure that personal data is not retained longer than necessary. Providing notice of a data breach to impacted individuals. Data privacy practices like these provide a strong foundation for your data privacy program. You should contact your entity's chief administrative officer if you are unaware of what data privacy practices you should be following. You can learn more about these and other generally applicable data privacy practices by visiting privacy.utah.gov.
Scribe is how you stop explaining the same thing over and over at work. Watch.
Data privacy more times. I mean, I thought I was like, okay, stop. Yeah. Like, yeah, we'd be drunk as skunks right now.
I just think that whoever we designated as the chief administrative officer should get that shirt with the.
There you go.
Like, wear it around. I think it should be Wendy. And she should get
yes.
She gets a shirt. She's going to listen to our minutes. And I think Wendy should get the
shirt. Wendy
should
get the
shirt.
CAO
on it.
There you go. All right.
So it just it essentially we're developing the privacy program, and we'll be adding to any forms or applications that we take that the information disclosures that the information will be held privacy, you know, in private or secure, and that we won't we will be evaluating all our forms to only collect as much data that we need and not anything else. In the past, we've had times where we have business licenses maybe that we're requesting a little bit more than was necessary in some of, you know, social security numbers, things like that, that we really don't have a need for, and we don't want to be responsible for that information being hijacked or something like that. So it's better to just not collect the information that you don't need.
Agreed.
For those types of things. So that's part of this program. And then the training for anybody. So if you guys are reviewing applications for, like we have people who, right now we have two planning commission vacancies coming up. We advertised for planning commissioner applications. We got 17 applicants for two positions. But those other 15 people who won't be chosen by the mayor may be interested in serving on other committees or on subcommittees, and so if we shared those forms with you guys, if you wanted to reach out to subcommittee members, then we just need to protect that data and make sure that you're not doing something with their data that would get their private phone number out there or their email address that they wouldn't want to be made public. So that's why you guys get to have that fun training along with all of the staff.
Okay.
So now I've watched it twice and I've learned a lot.
And
how much did they spend on that cartoon? That's what
like I said.
Just
if you
wondering.
Say data privacy one more time, I'm gonna like.
Yeah.
AI.
It's a tongue twister.
I was
video.
Wondering too.
Didn't look like AI did this.
Okay, December 15th.
So that's our next meeting.
Okay.
And then the last thing we have is the minutes.
That's the first day of Hanukkah.
Okay.
Are we really going to meet on the first day of Hanukkah?
And can we make an announcement about Heidi? I mean, I don't know when things get official, but what's the procedure now if somebody, since it's not official, if somebody leaves this committee?
So, right, so we will have a vacancy on this committee. Now, I don't know how the assignments will come out once you're on the council. Suzette said mentioned something that maybe she would want you to be.
Yeah, she told me the same thing. I think she's trying to arrange it. So I don't know. You might.
I want them both.
Yeah.
Can we have them
you
both?
You might have me. Like, I know Suzette would. She said to me point blank, like,
yeah.
This is your thing. You do it. But we'll see what.
Yeah. So we'll see. But the mayor makes.
I say the mayor says, you don't get to lobby for what you want. You just get what you get and it switches around. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I think he tries to look at what the council members' talents are and interests are and tries to match them up with. That. But it is good to mix it up a little bit too, because it's really fun. I've seen council members that, you know, had different assignments, and then they get the assignment to go work with the youth city council, and they express how much fun that was.
I would love
to
do that.
Realize how, you know, how much different that was. You know, probably not the favorite ones. Probably not something like the garbage or something or.
Is there a garbage committee?
Mosquito abatement. I think the mayor does that one. He does mosquito abatement. Oh. Anyway, there's a bunch of different.
Is there more than five? Does council members have more than one assignment?
I think some council members have more than one assignment.
Did David have
mayor
one?
Mayor has like three, I think. He's on rec.
Rec board.
Mosquito. He's on garbage.
Oh.
So he's got all the bad.
So there's a lot of meetings every month, you're telling me.
Honestly, that's a good question for you to ask the city manager. What are the all of the different council assignment categories? Because I don't know them.
Okay, well, let me ask this. Do we need a meeting on the 15th in December? I mean, like, this was supposed to be a once a quarter meeting, and we're
that's a very good question. We don't have to have a meeting that date.
I'm not going to be able to make it. My daughter's got a choir concert that
and I possibly could be traveling for a wrestling tournament that weekend. And it's just.
We can push that to our first meeting in January.
Let's go in January.
With that in mind, may I just talk about one thing before Heidi officially leaves the committee and becomes perhaps the counsel for it? We talked about asking. Well, first of all, I just loved talking to Heidi when she was knocking doors and hearing about the history of all the neighborhoods.
Yeah, that was probably the best part of campaigning. That was super cool.
You were just telling me all sorts of stories.
It was amazing. Like, really, I learned so much just about my city. Like, I think every should be required to go out and knock doors again when you campaign. Like, if I hadn't done that, I don't think I would have. Somebody asked, what are your priorities? I said, you know, I thought I had priorities and I knocked doors, and I very much shifted.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't have priorities, but I'm like,
yeah.
I thought, I want this, and I'm like, oh, that's not what the people want. That's not what they're, that's when you ask them, what's your number one concern?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not what I would say.
Well, that is really.
So, anyway.
Well, as it ties into that, we had tentatively had Stan Porter lined up to do a two-hour tour, which, and I just wonder if anybody still has that interest. He has some Saturday noons available. The next one was the 22nd of November, which is this weekend, or the first Saturday in December. Or do you want to push it until you're officially situated wherever?
I would rather do it when it's situated wherever, because here's the, first of all, I can't come on the 22nd, and every week in December I am traveling for wrestling tournaments. My son is
on
a collegiate travel schedule, and it's like this might be his only year, so
January
is better,
because
they're in town all of January.
There's a lot of holidays and holiday parties.
Between now and, I know, I got to fly to California. Yeah,
Christmas
December.
Shopping, that has to be done. Or Hanukkah shopping.
Let's do January.
Okay, I'll set it up with him in January. And before we meet again, then I'll give you a little mini tour then.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome.
Thank you.
Jean's house. There's David's if he wants it too.
I do want one, yes.
Wait, so this is the home where the mural is?
This is
the building that we want to put the coffee shop in.
Oh, right behind, yes.
Yeah, that's what this building is.
I love it.
And where the train tracks are is where your driveway is now.
Yes.
Where the driveway is essentially now.
And then, the white fence by my house.
Yeah.
That's the Bamberger. That's why it's diagonal.
Oh, okay.
Because it just went from Jean's house to my house.
Okay, so this does not look real.
This is a little model at the Bountiful Museum.
Okay.
But it shows what the Bamberger trolley was doing, taking people to the
good. Okay, because I really saw it and I was like, this looks like some...
I've had a few people, I know, they specifically asked about this monument.
What'd they say?
They said they want to know what was going on with it. They want to know where it is.
Okay, let's ask.
Okay, I had people specifically ask about that.
Does anybody at this table know?
Allie knows. They, I believe, David, the monument right there, we pulled the plaque and stuff off of it, right?
You know, they were supposed to have kept it. I haven't talked to them since.
Yes.
Okay.
Kept the plaque or what? Kept the plaque. Yeah, and I would just recommend it. Yeah, well, anyway, obviously in 1993 when the Eagle Scout did the project, the only clip art he had available was a locomotive, and you can see that it's not a locomotive, so.
Oh.
That's just a little aside. So, okay, we'll find out what happened to that. And then that's just a larger
picture. Wait, where's that plaque? I don't have that plaque page.
This one just didn't show up very well, but there you go. So that is called a Brill Bullet Trolley. That's what was parked at Jean's house. And just for your history reference, this is where one of them sits right now in Ogden at the BD. Is it called BDO?
Yes.
Yeah, the BDO.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the two trolleys on the other side of it are the Hogle Zoo old trolleys, but that's the Bamberger trolley right there.
Oh my goodness.
And then the last picture is the other one I found in Springville. It's at that restaurant, the Art City trolley that's been closed for about 5 years, but there's a half of a trolley there.
That's so cool.
Oh, that is.
Is that on the front of the building?
That's
the trolley.
That's the trolley.
I was thinking that was like the windows of the building.
Yeah.
No, there's a trolley right there.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever even noticed that when I've been down there, to know that that was, they don't really set it off very well.
Well, I guess right now with the trees overgrowing it, but it was really a hop-in place, but it's been closed for a while.
Was it a restaurant, did somebody turn it into a restaurant or something?
What's his name? Decker, Jeff Decker, he's a famous motorcycle designer. So there's your little mini history.
That's great.
Look at their fancy light pole.
So, David, the plaque has been saved, but the brickwork is gone?
Like I said, I'm not sure. I know they were supposed to save the plaque, and I know we shot the GPS point for it.
Because I was going to say, just move that thing over to my house, because my house has got the prop. Anyway, I'm on the road.
I'm on the rail.
But it's gone, so I don't know.
Where is this?
This one's in California.
Oh.
That one's in California. Restored.
Yeah, it's because it says Pasadena back here. I'm like, that's where I grew up.
Where does it say?
Pasadena, it says back here. So
yeah.
It might be next to a museum by Pasadena.
Yep, that's the one in Pasadena. And then the other two are here in Utah, but the railroad curator said, that they're not giving that one away at the BDO, but it's just sitting there.
Yeah, Allie has called several times to find out if it would be something that would be good.
That would be so cool in the park.
It would.
That would be
We kind of thought it would
awesome.
Be cool, too, to put on this triangle piece right here.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So why won't they let it go? Because it doesn't look like they're doing much to it, and that doesn't look like a...
When I talked to her, she said, you are welcome to there's a difference between restore and renovate, and I'm not exactly sure, can't remember what she said, but it would be on loan from them, but it wouldn't be something we owned.
But we could take it and put it on city property, you're saying?
I think, I'd let Allie take it up from here, but I'd love
to... She never mentioned that they said that, maybe they've only said that to you.
Maybe I was asking, really, we want that truck.
Like when you pushed hard and said, but you're not doing anything with it, and it's just deteriorating and getting worse and worse.
Yeah, I've tracked down the rails, too. I know where the rails are for the Bamberger. They're on Redwood Road in the rail yard there. So.
Hey, I think that probably would be super cool out here. That would make a, when we talk about making a statement when you drive into North Salt Lake, putting a trolley on that corner in a nice park would make a huge statement. A big sign up front that said, welcome to North Salt Lake. That would be so cool.
And if we could only get the half of it, you know, maybe, well, anyway, have something to look out of. I think this one's a better chance than the one in Ogden, but it's half of one. Are you not wanting to talk about this?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh,
I don't,
okay. Wasn't sure what.
No, it's just my face.
I was just looking at the face. It was your poker face. It's
just my face.
I don't think this restaurant's going to open up again, but maybe they wouldn't want to, you know, say that.
We'll see. It's kind of hard to ask.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else besides approving the meeting minutes? I can't remember how to do that.
Just anybody call, you just call for a motion?
Okay, I do call for a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
I second it.
But she's making the motion.
You're making the motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
She has to make the motion.
Thank you. Heather will make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from October.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
I second that.
Thank you, Camille. Okay. All right. Well, I move that we adjourn. Oh, whoops. I'm sorry. Go back. All in favor? Do we have to vote on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will get this down after a year of this.
Way to go.
All right, well then, I think we should adjourn, so.
And then we'll plan on the same, we probably should talk about.
Do you want to keep it?
I don't.
That, if we do the third Monday in January, that's a holiday.
Can we switch it just for January to the fourth Monday?
Yes.
Will that work
for everybody?
Yep.
Did
the 4th, the 26th?
Okay.
Yeah,
it's in the old building in the corner with tractors and and it's upstairs. And the whole diorama.
And I think that we'll probably have to do that for February too.
Right by your house.
Because the third Monday in February, I believe, is President's Day.
That would be.
So those are the.
It's only open on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
What's the name of it?
So January 26th, we'll have a meeting, and then February 23rd.
Okay. I'd love to go with you. I'd love to make sure you get there.
I will go. All right, I'll turn off the recording. Great.